Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who is already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is October 1st, 1953, and the title is His Honor Killer. Hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Pamelo,
the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, His Honor the Killer. The old western town of Black Rock, population 1,000, differed from its neighbors in that it had a mayor. George Harley, tall, thin-lipped, ever watchful, was the mayor, and he administered the affairs of the town with competence and dispatch. He had one weakness, however: murder. As our story opens, it is night. Harley and Shaw Adams, on the town payroll as jack of all trades, are crouched in an alley between the rough board town hall and the cafe.
About time the town marshal was leaving for home, ain't it, George?
He and his sister will be out in a minute. She's helping him with a couple of reports.
Want me to shoot, too?
No, I don't. You're with me for one reason, Shaw. In case somebody should surprise us at our little game, but I'll kill my own town marshals.
I'll swear I can't figure it out, George. This will make the third one you've killed.
That's right.
You appoint them, swear on them, and a couple of weeks later, you gun them down like this.
There's a town marshal that sent me to prison 10 years ago. I had plenty of time to dream of becoming mayor of a town and having my marshals killed mysteriously.
Sometimes you give me the creeps, George.
Well, don't get the creeps to the point of talking about these little expeditions. Shaw, let me remind you that you're an escaped convict from a life sentence in an eastern penitentiary.
Oh, I ain't going to do no talking.
I'll see that you don't. Now, quiet, now they're coming out.
Well, you haven't got to worry about those reports anymore. Now,
Dad! Dad! Oh, somebody shot him!
You won't have to worry about anything anymore. Come on, Shaw. Tomorrow, I can appoint another town marshal. And then I can kill him, too.
Thank you.
Miss Bell, I came to express my deep sympathy, both personally and in my official capacity as mayor of Black Rock.
Thank you, Mr. Harlan.
I can understand. It's an awful shock.
Can't something be done about these murders? It isn't just on account of my brother, I say that.
Something must be done, Miss Bell. I'm giving the matter a great deal of thought.
They're just frightful.
Well, part of my errand here was to say that I'm calling a meeting for 1 o'clock this afternoon to talk these killings over. There'll be you and the deputy marshal and me, at which time I'll appoint the deputy a full marshal.
But I don't think Frank will take the job. I wouldn't blame him if he didn't, knowing you'll probably be the next.
But we've got to have a town marshal, Miss Bell.
Would you mind if I brought somebody else to that meeting, Mr. Harlow?
Who?
The Cisco Kid.
I didn't know he was around here.
He's camped out along the river. Sam saw him yesterday and talked with him. And I think he can help us, Mr. Harlow.
Well, I've no objections if you bring Cisco, Miss Bell.
I'll ride right out to his camp now.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I've wanted to meet this Cisco Kid for some time because, in my opinion, his ability is highly overrated. Yes, yes, by all means, bring him to the meeting.
Now you have got it mixed up again, Pancho. Huh? That is enough. We had better be breaking camp.
One more game, Cisco. One more game. What do you call it?
Cat's cradle, amigo.
Cradle of the gatos. Pancho likes this game, Cisco. Pancho put his string on Pancho's finger again.
Now, look, Chico, we have other things to do besides playing this cat's cradle all the time.
Cisco, just one more game.
Oh, very well. Just one more, and that is all.
Si, just one more, Cisco. And Pancho got a string on Pancho's finger, and Cisco take the string off.
Lift it from your fingers. There, like that, Pancho. There. Now, these are my fingers.
Now, how Pancho get it back? Take a string like this?
No. That is the wrong way, amigo. Wait. There's a rider coming this way. Hmm? A señorita Pancho.
Oh.
Buenos dias, señorita.
Buenos dias, señorita. If you play the cat's cradle, no?
Pancho, huh? Remember your manners.
Yes, yes, the manners,
I'm
Belgian.
So, you talked with my brother Sam yesterday.
Oh, si, señorita. Your brother is the town marshal of Black Rock.
He was, Cisco. Last night he was shot and killed from ambush.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear this.
He's the third town marshal who's been killed like that. From ambush. The whole town's just terrorized. We need your help, Cisco.
Well, cannot the sheriff of your county help you, señorita?
No, Cisco. The mayor's told him to keep out of town affairs. You've just got to help us, Cisco, please. You're the only one around here who isn't scared to death. Won't you come to a meeting in the mayor's office at 1 o'clock?
Si, señorita, we will be there. I would like to meet this mayor who wants no help in solving murders.
You sent for me, George?
Yes, I did, Shaw. I may have somebody mighty important at this meeting.
Who's that?
The Cisco Kid.
No. You didn't get in here yourself, did you, George? By thunder, that hombre's smart. He's...
That's allowed, you fool. Now, calm down.
But I got word Cisco told the warden he'd look for me.
With your mustache shaved off, Shaw, you don't look a thing like yourself, so don't worry. No, I didn't get Cisco here myself. Bell Davis got him.
You don't want me at this meeting, do you?
No. I want you to take this note, Shaw, and tie it to a rock. And right after I name the deputy as marshal, I want you to throw that rock through the window right into this office.
Hold
on. Get up. Come on. Get out the back door, quick. Now we should have an interesting meeting. Come in.
Mayor Harley, Cisco, and
Pancho. Glad to meet you.
This office is honored to have the famous Cisco Kid here in person.
Gracias, Señor Mayor.
Did you play the cat's cradle, Señor Mayor?
What?
You will have to excuse me, compañero, Señor Mayor. Since he has learned the game of cat's cradle, he has thought of little else.
Oh, I see. Well, sit down. Here's our deputy now. How are you, deputy?
Howdy, Mr. Mayor.
Cisco's agreed to help solve these murders, Mr. Harley. I think we owe him a vote of thanks right now.
Yeah, same here.
By all means, a vote of thanks to you, Cisco.
Gracias, senor.
And the string go like this and Pancho's fingers. Now, did she...
I wish you all success.
Gracias again. I would like to work with the sheriff as well as with your next marshal, if you have no objections.
No, not at all.
Now, where'd the string go next?
Pancho.
But, Chisco, the string is...
Oh, yes, put it away, for heaven's sake. Great Scott.
But, Pancho, put it away, Pancho, very sorry.
Well, you don't need to lose your temper like that, Mr.
Hart. Oh, you're quite right, Bill. My apologies, gentlemen. Now to get down to business. Deputy, you're in line for the job as marshal.
I'll think it over, Mr. Mayor.
Well, don't you want the job?
Well, to tell the truth, no, what with these killings.
Showing the white feather, eh?
You can call it that if you want to, but I got a wife and kids. Who's going to take care of them if anything happens to me?
I would not call that showing cowardice, Senor Mayor. I would call it good common sense on the deputy's part.
Well, then maybe you'd like to be the next Marshal, Cisco.
Si, Senor Mayor, in this case, I believe I would.
Oh, Cisco, that's wonderful.
Cisco make a good master, senorita.
I'll give you all the help I can, Cisco.
I am sure you will, deputy.
All right, then. Raise your right hand, Cisco.
Un momento, please. Let us see what these rocks mean.
Paper tied to it, Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
What does it say? What does it say, Cisco? What does it say, huh?
It says, the next town marshal is already marked for death. Ha, 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 ha.
What's the matter, Cisco?
You seem to find that very funny.
So I do, Senor Mayor. It is just a little too dramatic, and that is always funny. Go ahead and swear me in. A killer who uses such devices is usually easy to catch.
It's a good town marshal's office, Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
What's Cisco do now?
I'm looking up the back file of criminals wanted, amigo. Uh-huh. Sometimes it comes in handy to have such knowledge.
Pancho not know about this, but Pancho never see Cisco act like this at the meeting.
I was doing that for a purpose, Pancho. In order to make the killer mad.
Make the killer mad. Cisco think the killer there.
The killer knew of the meeting, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
He must have known.
Uh-huh.
To throw that rock into the room. How did he know unless one of the people in that room told him about it?
How?
And why would they tell him unless they want him to throw in their rock?
Why?
The senorita told us only those of us there knew about the meeting.
Cisco not suspect the senorita?
No, I do not.
Then that leave the mayor and the deputy, no?
Si, or it might be someone else. I'm not at all sure. The way the mayor flared up when you were playing your game of cat's cradle, there's some reason for that. Some reason for his being so excited.
Is the sheriff coming in here, Cisco?
Oh, si. Come in, Senor Sheriff.
Be right with you, Cisco.
Madre mía, already? Down, Pancho. Wait in that window. Pull out, Sheriff.
Hey, that killer sure ain't wasting any time going after you, Cisco.
The bullet's so close, Pancho tried to bite it as they go by, no?
Could you see where those shots came from, Sheriff?
Yeah. Up on the bluff, overlooking the town. I'll point it out to you.
No. Back in the window, Sheriff.
Oh, the bullet hit the sheriff, Cisco.
Madre mía, the sheriff is badly wounded. The pain not be fatal. Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Tend to this wound. Uh-huh. Go for the doctor.
Go for the doctor.
I am going to ride up on that bluff and try to pick up the tracks. Join me there as soon as you can.
Pancho, come soon, Cisco.
And remember, your life will be in danger every moment from now until we have caught that killer.
That'll give Cisco something to think about, Shaw. Maybe he's not doing so much laughing right now.
That's mighty dangerous, George. You didn't get Cisco with any of them shots. And if you don't get that armor the first time, you ain't likely to get it.
Oh, shut up. Come on. Get up.
Come on.
Well, we go back to town around about way, Shaw.
What if Cisco comes up here to track us down?
I've got no objections to Cisco's trading our horses in. He can't prove anything since we leave him at the livery stable.
Yeah, but what about the deputy, George? He runs that livery stable, and if Cisco asks him whose horses came in...
It's getting on towards dark, Shaw. The deputy won't be at the stable when we get there. He always goes home before this and then comes back later to close up for the night. Now, come on, quit your belly aching. Let's go.
Hey, Pancho.
Hold up. Pancho followed the tracks to here, Cisco. Almost back to the town, no?
Hey, did you get the doctor for the sheriff?
See, and the doctor said the sheriff get better after a long time.
Ah, that is good that he's going to get better.
Uh-huh.
Pancho.
See?
Notice that hoof track there. You see that shoe has a special mark.
Yes,
now, you remember that?
I remember that.
I'm going to find out whose horse that is.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's the stable ahead. I think this trail will lead us straight there. Up there, come on.
Oh, go on now. Get dark soon, Cisco. Not thief.
It's nearly dark now, Pancho. Well, here we are at the stable. Hold the other
hole. Oh, look, oh, look, oh,
hey, the horses came here. Easy, ho. Now we have something to go on, Pancho.
Deputy, who run the stable, he hears, Cisco.
See. Say, deputy, can you tell us whose horses just came in?
I don't know, Cisco. I just got back here myself. But the mayor and Shaw Adams rode out earlier this afternoon. Said they was riding out to a friend's ranch.
Which horse is the mayor's?
I'll show you. It's Bay Gelding, Cisco.
With your permission, deputy, I will have a look at the shoe on this horse's left hind foot. Oh, easy. Okay, well.
Yes. Is that the one, Cisco?
Hey, this is the one, all right. You are certain this is the mayor's horse, senor deputy?
Of course I'm sure.
Gracias. Come, Pancho.
Where we going now, Cisco?
Over to the mayor's office, amigo. I think we have just about found the killer.
But Cisco and Pancho are in for a big and unpleasant surprise. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, His Honor the Killer. Having picked up the trail of the men who wounded the sheriff, followed it to the livery stable, and checked a peculiar mark in the left hind shoe of one of the horses, Cisco is convinced that Mayor Harley is connected with the recent murders of three town marshals. Now, Cisco and Pancho are on their way across the street to the town hall and the mayor's office.
Yeah, dark now, Cisco.
See, Pancho. Keep our wits about us just that much more.
And Pancho keep his wits. But Cisco.
Yeah.
Just because those hombres shoot at Cisco and Pancho and the sheriff, that might prove they killed the town marshals, no?
Of course it does not prove, amigo. It does mean that we are going to question the mayor very closely. He goes to the town hall. There's a light in his office. Walk down to his office, Pancho.
It's dark in here, too.
Come on.
Pancho, you smell smoke of the cigar, Cisco.
Someone was smoking in here only a moment ago. This is his door, Pancho.
But you ain't going in. Oh!
Hey, matter me, what happened? Pancho, I can see nothing.
You sure, Kate? No. Got them both, George. And, well, just George, who went out that window when he heard the fuss. I'll tie up these honors and then I'll go tell him about it.
Evening, Miss Bell.
Hello, Jackson.
What brings you here to the stable?
I saw Cisco and Pancho ride past the house a few minutes ago. I thought I'd better come and tell Cisco about the sheriff's getting shot.
Oh, he knows about that, Miss Bell. He was right there with the sheriff at the time.
Well, who shot him?
Don't know. Shot came from the bluff.
Oh, that killer again.
Yeah, it looks that way, Miss Bell. And you know what I think?
What?
I think the killer's either the mayor or Shaw Adams.
What? Oh, deputy, it might be Shaw, but the mayor.
He's a pretty cool-looking critter when you stop to think of it. Besides, Cisco was mighty interested in the mayor's horse.
Well, for heaven's sake. Where's Cisco now?
Went over to the town hall.
I'm going over and talk with him. Want to come along with me?
Yeah, I guess I can leave here for a couple of minutes, Miss Bell. Let's go. I figure if Cisco suspects them two, that's good enough for me.
I wonder if it could be the mayor. Now you mention it, he has a cold and cruel manner at times.
He sure has. Guess there's nobody in the town hall, Miss Bell. No lights on in there. That's kind of funny. Cisco was walking out of the stable. I heard him tell Pancho that he was coming over to the mayor's office.
He may have changed his mind.
Maybe we better go in and look around.
No, I'm going over to the mayor's house. I'm going to ask him directly if he knows where Cisco is.
Oh, Cisco.
Huh?
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Where are we at, Cisco?
At the moment, I do not know, amigo, but my head. Oh,
Let's see. We're knocked out, Pancho.
And Pancho's arms and legs tie up, too.
See, so are mine.
And Pancho not like this, Doc, Cisco. And Pancho want to know where he at. Pancho get scared, Cisco.
You're not tough man to be frightened.
If I could just get out of these ropes. Pancho, too.
It's no use. Tie too tight.
Something sticking in Pancho's side, Cisco. Oh, it's the hilt of Pancho's knife.
That may help us, amigo.
Hmm?
Whoever that hombre was, he must have been in too great a hurry to disarm us. He took the guns. My horses are empty.
Pancho, too, Cisco.
I will roll over and try to get your knife, Pancho. If I can get it, then perhaps I can cut the ropes from your arms, and you can cut me free.
Cisco, bump into Pancho.
Now, hold still, Pancho. Uh-huh. I'll try to get that knife.
There.
Hold still, Pancho.
Cisco, Pancho, hold still.
I have the knife, Chico.
Well.
Now, hold still. Uh-huh. You must be careful not to cut your wrist.
The blade at Pancho's hand, Cisco.
Tell me when the blade moves from your wrist to the rope.
Now, Cisco.
Be very careful. Do not worry.
This may make Pancho think of the cat's cradle all the way around.
Pancho, that is it.
What?
Cat's cradle. Prison.
Prison.
I remember the warden of the penitentiary telling me that the prisoners always played Cat's Cradle.
He's a good game, Cisco.
So that is why the mayor flared so suddenly. He played the game so much in prison, he never wanted to hear of it again.
How Cisco know the mayor in the prison?
Only from the way he acts.
Hmm?
His nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
The way his eyes dart around. Those are all marks of prison. There. I cut through the rope, Pancho.
Pancho, hands free, Cisco. Give Pancho the knife.
Here you are.
Pancho cut the ankles free. Now, Pancho cut Cisco free. Where the rope? The anchor's free.
Gracias, amigo.
We'll light the lamp, Cisco.
No.
No.
Someone may be watching from outside. Come, Pancho. We are going to the mayor's house.
Who is it?
It's me, George.
Oh, Joe. Come in.
I got them hombres, both of them. Knocked them out, tied them up, and left them in your office.
Good stuff, Shaw. I got out of the office in a hurry because I didn't know you were out there in the corridor ready to stop them.
I figured that Cisco kid would come snooping around.
I guess he suspects us.
He sure does, George. But let him suspect all he wants to now.
Yes. Well, I'll see to it that you get a responsible town job for this night's work, Shaw. Meanwhile, we'd better get back there and dispose of Cisco.
Yeah, and the other one.
I can't think of anything that'll give me more pleasure. That'll make my record for killing town marshals 100%, Shaw.
Sure will, then.
Yep. Hey, someone's out in the porch, Shaw. Quick! Hey, Spell! There she goes. Go on, grab her! I got her!
Let me go!
Get your hand over her mouth, Shaw. Here, come on. Bring her back in the house. Quick, now. Good. All right. Let go of me, Shaw.
Oh.
So you were listening, Belle, eh? You were eavesdropping.
Yes, and I heard enough to hang you, George Harley. And you too, Shaw.
I don't believe what you heard will do you any good, Belle. Of course, you know that you're going to die.
I wouldn't put it past you, you devil. Shoot my brother down in cold blood.
But we're not going to shoot you, my dear. A knife will be just as effective and far more silent. This knife.
No, you wouldn't. Please.
Drop that knife over.
Oh, no.
Pancho, the other one. Pancho, keep him up.
No.
So you are the killer. You'll
find out, Cisco.
This is a pleasure for me. To capture a yellow coyote like you.
Cisco, he's on making the way.
He won't ever like a thing this chair. Go on, he's there.
Aha, bueno, señorita, bueno.
Pancho helped you with the other hombre, Cisco.
Gracias, Pancho. But I think I have this bug pretty well under control.
Oh, I should say you have.
Tie them both up, Pancho.
Yeah.
Use that coil of rope hanging on the wall peg there.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho get the idea.
Let me look at this hombre. The first time I've seen him. What is his name, señorita?
Shaw Adams, Cisco.
If that hombre had a mustache, I believe his name would be Salvador French, señorita.
What do you mean?
I mean he is the escaped convict Pancho and I were riding north to look for. And this hombre, he's Honor, the killer. I have to find out what his prison record is. But you have certainly had two notorious criminals for your town officials.
Now, Pancho,
you put the rope down the other hombre.
What are you doing, Pancho? What are you giggling at?
Look, Cisco. Look, Senor. Look how Pancho put the rope down these hombres.
Well, madre mia. Pancho is still playing cat's cradle.
I suppose there's no chance of your staying here, is there, sister?
No, senorita, but gracias for wanting me to stay.
No, I didn't think you would, but I hoped you would. What I'm trying to say, Cisco, is that we all hate to have you leave here.
Gracias again, but Pancho and I will come back sometime.
Then I guess I'll have to be satisfied with that. I want to kiss you goodbye, Cisco.
Si?
But I'm not going to, because if I kissed you goodbye, that would be goodbye.
Say, I had never thought of that.
So I'll wait until you do come back, and then...
Then, senorita?
Then I'll kiss you hello.
Now, that is something to look forward to. Hasta la vista, senorita.
Hasta la vista, Cisco.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
That mayor, a bad hombre, Cisco.
Si, amigo. He's a very bad hombre.
Oh,
but he was smart.
Uh-huh. If he had used his brains the right way,
he might have been a well-to-do, contented man.
And Pancho wanted to be smart too, Cisco.
You could be if you remember all the things you hear, Pancho. Half of being smart is training your memory.
Pancho remember things, Cisco. Try, Pancho. Go out. You see.
Well, let us go back to the history lesson we were having the other night.
History.
When was Rome built, Pancho?
Rome?
Si, Rome. When was Rome built?
Oh, Pancho remember. Rome built at night.
Built at night?
Si, built at night.
Of course, Rome was not built at night, Chico. Who told you it was?
You tell me, Cisco.
I told you Rome was built at night.
Yes, you do.
Just what did I say, Pancho? Come on, tell me.
You say Rome not built in a day, Cisco, so Rome must be built at night, no?
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.